It's 21 minutes past 8. A quarter of all hospice beds in the country are empty, according to a report in yesterday's Sunday Business Post. The Irish Hospice Foundation raised money to help pay for facilities where people can die with palliative care, and they're alarmed. Their chief executive, Sharon Foley, is here. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning. Can you explain to us just first of all what hospice beds are and how readily available they are?
Well, hospice beds are often called specialist inpatient unit beds, and they're intended to be developed across the country. And what they do is they provide a really critical service for very critically ill patients who have complex needs at the end of life, but they also support patients to be cared for at home, because many people want to be cared for at home. And the hospice units, as we call them, we often call them hospices, they support the home care teams that support patients in their own home. In 2001, we had a national policy developed which said there should be one of these beds per 10,000 of the population. And we think that's very, very achievable. And that policy was developed in 2001. And then in 2009, the HSE sat down with all of the partners and developed what they called the 2009 framework, which mapped out that there would be services developed in the South East, in the Midlands, in the North East, in Cork, in Blanchardstown, in Mayo and in Wicklow. And actually very, very little progress has been made. No new beds have been developed. 12 years on, no new beds have actually been opened. We see in Marymount and Blanchardstown, they've actually, through considerable charitable effort in both of the hospices in those regions, raised monies to build new beds, over 40 beds. But Gavin, none of these beds have ever had a patient, and we think that's really unacceptable that these facilities, which have been developed using charitable resources, are still unopened.
Why?
Well, what happens really is that the government or the HSE say they've no revenue, they don't have the funds to run the units. But really, when you look at the costs of running the services in the specialist units, they're actually no more than running it in an acute hospital. They're already spending a lot of money in acute hospital services, and we would say that some of that funding needs to be used for the specialist inpatient units for very critically ill patients.
Because for those who are at the terminal stage of an illness, for example, cancer, if they don't go to a hospice, the chances are that they're going to be admitted to a bed in an acute hospital, which arguably is more expensive, and that's where they may end their days.
It is. And if you look at the National Cancer Registry data, which we can look at cancer deaths, we see that in the areas that have no hospice, such as the Midlands, and if we compare that area to the Midwest or an area that has a well-developed hospice service, we see that double the amount of patients with cancer who die in an acute hospital in the Midlands compared to the other more well-resourced areas. Now, for some patients, being in the acute hospital is where they should be, and it's perfect, and they get great care there. But many people want to die at home, and they want to be able to die at home if that's what's happening to them. And we'd like to see the hospice service and the hospice beds developed to allow that to happen more freely.
According to this report in the Sunday Business Post, there's a huge variation across the country. The spread of where there are available hospice facilities or not is quite wide. It really depends on where you live or where you die, is the case maybe.
It does. And this was mapped out again in 2009 that there would be equity. I suppose the key word here is equity, that patients across the country would have choice of services as they die. And Gavin, remember, we're talking about very, very vulnerable patients, patients at the end of their life who are dying.
Yes.
So they're not an audience or a group that can really fight for themselves. And it's supposed to have equity across the country, that no matter where you live, you can access a range of services, including the inpatient or the hospice beds. But 12 counties have actually no access to inpatient units, the North East, the Midlands and the South East, and we think that's actually unacceptable.
The HSE have said in a very short statement to us, the HSE works closely with the Irish Hospice Foundation in relation to hospice bed provision and service planning. If you're in one of those counties that doesn't have any available hospice facilities at the moment, can you be transferred to another county if you want to avail of a hospice bed? But there isn't one in your county. Can you avail of one in another?
There is, but that implies a lot of travel for families.
Yes,
remember,
of course,
these are very, very sick patients. They're not able for a lot of travel. The families aren't able for a lot of travel. And
yes,
really, the services, we're not talking about a hospice in every county. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about regional services that provide a range of services into the region.
Sharon Foley from the Irish Hospice Foundation, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning. It's now 25 minutes past 8.